Adesso abbiamo l'onore, Bababoom Festival, di avere qui con noi, ospite alla radio, Solomon Heritage. Yes, so welcome. It's a joy, it's an honor to have with us Solomon Heritage. Yeah, and Ganja Tree. Yes, I. So it will be an amazing interview with Angus Taylor here. So welcome, King. Blessed love, Rastafari, Rastafari blessings, Rastafari blessings. Yes, Papa. Welcome. Aye. So first of all, I want to give thanks for the beautiful energy of yesterday, and it was a great session, and it's always more needed. It's always more welcome to have this kind of uplifting, conscious energies in the festivals, in the reggae roots festivals. So I always think it's not only a musical performance, but there is something beyond. There is something beyond the music, something that goes into, of course, the spiritual realm and the educational, the moral. So without making it too big, but I would love to start the start before having the questions from Brother Angus, asking the item, what is exactly the message, the concept, and the mission that you have in your mind when you come and deliver your performances in festivals like this. So I would like to start with Brother Solomon Heritage. Welcome on board, my brother. It's a joy and a pleasure.
Yes, we give thanks. We give thanks for the opportunity to share the vibration here at Bababoom Festival for the first time. Yes, give thanks for the invitation and to make it possible, Cisse and all the crew. Yeah, so yeah, it's a musical journey. So when you see the set, you have different feelings. Sometimes some feeling of love, sometimes some feeling of sadness, sometimes some spiritual feeling. So you travel through the message of the music, the word, sound and power, and the spiritual connection of the vibration of the sound system, because as we know, we all made out of water. So the vibration of the speaker make the water inside us have a healing vibration. And the message of Rastafari should resonate inside you with the message of equal right, justice, love and unity. Yes, this is the main goal that we try to pass through the music, and also a historical journey of the Jamaican music from the beginning, the classic artists, the anthologic artists, like we play some Bob Marley, some Dennis Brown, all this Earl 16 as well, and then some more actual music, because the message is the same from the start till now, and is just a different way to express it.
Yes, I know, Solomon Heritage, wicked selector, you know, bad selector, Solomon Heritage sound of tune, and play the type of tune where people should hear. So linking up with Solomon is a glory and a blessing, because the journey of Ganja Tree for the music, you know, was born music. I was born music. Was 7 years old, I performed music, you know, with my parents in church. That's how it began, you know. And growing up, listening sound system. Because real reggae music wasn't playing in the radio. It was foreign tune I play in the radio. So hearing the real Jamaican music was the sound system. So the sound system make Ganja Tree and many other artists, even to the great Uri, who create this thing. Daddy Uri, we have to call him Daddy Uri. May his soul rest in peace. We'll create this thing and call it DJ. and many, many millions and millions of people all over the world, nations and nations, getting this thing because it's a spiritual act. Music is a spiritual act. And getting to reggae music and as a sound system, grow ganja tree and build ganja tree. There was the damn place there we was performing before we touched stage or make records and all of them things. Because Jamaica, in those days, you have to bus in sound system before a DJ, have to bus in sound system before promoters and producers them are put on record. Because it's a song, because it's always cassette tape in every dance. So that's what some of the sound man boss them used to hear, because they never had the dance. You know? Selectors and DJs that. So when they hear some song, them say, yeah, this can go, you know, because they hear the response of the people.
They test the tune.
Yeah, so sound system is a foundation things for Jamaican music. And I glad to see that sound system growing everywhere in the world that I go. At various places I go DJ sound system all over the world. And it's a great thing to see the vibe. And to be here, it's a glory. And Salaman Heritage and I do some work, and it's all a glory every time. So, it's a brother with music. And the music is a praising of the Most High. And Rasta people have spread that love with the calmness and with the people, with the vibe and the spirit. And it takes itself to the people because it's the heart. It's the heart. So it's a glory. So coming with the music, the sound system grow me. So that is my way of loving the sound system, because it makes ganja tree.
Yeah. Nice.
Shall I give a short translation? Shall I recap? Yeah, you want the bingo?
Ok. Brevissima traduzione, cercando di riassumere. Abbiamo il piacere di avere qua Solomon Heritage e Ganja Tree. Ieri notte hanno performato nell'area dub e ora sono qua con noi a raccontarci il loro viaggio musicale. Abbiamo chiesto loro che cosa portano. Non si sente? Sente male? Sente poco? Alziamo il volume? Dateci un segnale? È meglio? Sì? Ok. È importante che voi ci dite, perché c'è la musica di là. Ok. Ci stanno raccontando di come il loro viaggio musicale sia partito e che cosa vogliono portare, insomma, alle serate, nelle loro session. Sicuramente c'è l'amore per la tradizione, c'è l'amore per il messaggio, per l'ispirazione, e ci raccontano di come. Adesso ci racconteranno ancora meglio di come sono entrati proprio in questo genere, in questa missione musicale. Ganja Tree ci stava raccontando appunto che la prima volta che ha preso il microfono aveva 7 anni, quindi è nato proprio in una famiglia musicale. Tutto ciò che fanno lo fanno per la gloria dell'Onnipotente, per le persone. Quindi, yes, let's go ahead, Angus.
Sir. We've heard about how your journey through sound system Ganja Tree. I would like to ask you now, Solomon Heritage, the same question. What was your journey? Which sound systems, which producers influenced you? Did you start buying vinyl? And how did you build a sound system?
So, when I was a teenager, I was listening some hip-hop music, and I was already collecting some vinyl. And around the mid-90s, I think around 95, one of my best friends bring me to a concert. It was a concert of Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. So I was 15 years old. It was a 3-hour concert. And from that, I know where I wanted, what I wanted to do, and what was my journey. So that was the start, really, of my spiritual journey through the music. So from this, I start to go to sound system,
But this period was more a period of new roots and dancehall in the 90s. But still, I start to buy some vinyl of this style. And in 99, Jashaka came to Paris with his sound system. He was playing just next to my house. So I went with some friend, and it's really, really that day that I could witness what was the sound system. Because before, it was the music, but not through this speaker, loudspeaker, and not with the spiritual message into it. So in 99, I see Jashaka sound system. And the same year, 2 months after, I traveled for the first time to UK. And there was a session of Jashaka All Night, the Millennium Session, the passage from 99 to 2000. And after this, I said to myself, I need to know more. And I went to live in UK for 2 years, literally. I was 20 years old. I said, let's learn English. Let's meet artists. Let's meet producer. Let's go to sound system. Let's go to school and learn myself. So I've been a spectator for almost 10 years, going to different sound system, watching different artists, until in 2009 I decided to do my own thing and start my own journey and bring something else to the movement and bring my own identity. But yeah, I've been almost 15 years just a student, you know, watching and learning before I could say I can give myself a piece of this movement. So in 2009 we start the labels at the same time that the sound system, and we started in south of France, where I'm based, in Montpellier. At that time the movement was very small, so when we was promoting event we had like 50 people, 100 people, and step by step the movement grow. Leave it, you know, even if it was hard, we was losing a lot of money, and we have to invest a lot of money in the equipment, in the studio, in the artists. It was an investment on the long term. So the journey would just start, and step by step the movement grow, and we get 100 people, then 150, then 200, then 250, until we reach 500 people. And the people, all of our friends, they saw that, yeah, there is something happening in Montpellier. There is session, and the movement is growing. So from this, I start to have different booking all over Europe and the world, and my musical journey starts. You know, this is how all it goes.
Yes, thank you. All right, let me translate briefly for the public. So Solomon Heritage ci sta dicendo che quando aveva 15 anni è stato portato da un suo amico al concerto The Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. È lì dove è iniziato tutto quanto. Mystic Revelation of Rastafari è un gruppo storico della musica Nayabingi, della cultura Rastafari. È arrivato poi alle session di Jashaka e nel 99, tra il 99 e nel 2000 ha deciso di andare a vivere nel Regno Unito proprio per imparare proprio da vicino la cultura del sound system. Per 15 anni è stato quindi lui uno spettatore, un ascoltatore, finché poi nel 2009 ha deciso di iniziare il suo progetto. Solomon Heritage hanno fondato la label, quindi l'etichetta, il sound system, e hanno incominciato a fare serate. All'inizio queste serate erano, diciamo, un investimento a lungo termine, tra virgolette, nel senso che non è che ci usciva tanto, 50 persone, poi 100 persone, poi sono diventate 200, finché non sono arrivate ad essere 500, e tutta quanta l'attenzione si è spostata appunto su cosa accadeva nel sud della Francia, Montpellier, dove lui è di base. Quindi questo è un viaggio che poi lo ha portato ad essere chi è adesso, continuare a produrre, continuare a suonare e continuare ad andare in giro con le sue session. Yes, give thanks, Angus.
So I'm just going to ask one quick follow-up question before I play some of your music from your label. But I know that you had the opportunity eventually to perform with Jashaka. So tell me about that experience.
Yes, so for me it was really what that night I discovered the sound system movement. So I started to follow him be a Shakaite. So these few years I live in UK, every Shaka session I was going to Shaka session. And it's not all about entertainment, you know, there is different kind of sound system. There is sound system who are there to entertain, and there is sound system who are there to educate and uplift yourself, you know, in a musical, in a spiritual journey. So Shaka is really this, you know, during the night, you're going to go up and down and up and down. And the way you're going to play with your feelings is a special things. So I think 2014, I get the opportunity with the association Get Up to bring my sound system in Nantes, and Shaka play on my sound system in Nantes, like a 4-hour session. So it was the first time I meet him, and it was really something special for me that I could invite the king of sound system to play on my sound system and share with him. After this, I went a few times to UK and had the opportunity to cross his road on the street, just like this. And I was very touched because he recognized me, remember that he played on my song. So it was a special moment to share with him. We sit down, we reason, we smoke a spliff in UK. So as a youth, to add this moment with the king, it was really special. And after this, he play again at Dubcom Festival on my sound system again. It was a Sunday afternoon. He played like 6-hour session on my sound system. So this was really a special moment as well. And after I stay in touch with him, I was sending regularly my music, because if your music is promoted by Jashaka, you know that it's going to travel all over the world and the people going to get attention, because if Jashaka play your music, it must be for a reason. So I was keeping in touch and sending my music to him, calling him when I was going to UK to give him my records. And every time he was coming around France, I was traveling to meet him at his hotel or whatever I could talk to him and reason to him. So when he passed away, it was like a part of me who passed away, you know? It's like a part of my family who passed away. Nobody was ready. He was still young, he was 73. And the weeks before, he was playing for 6 hours. So it was something very strong, not only for me, but for the whole movement. It's a big loss. Because for all the people that he influenced, but also for the music market, because as you know, when your music is played in the sound system, is the only way to promote your music. This music is not playing on the radio, so DJ have to play the music, and they have to play also the music that is released and available for the people, because this is the problem of right now. A lot of people, they are playing music that are unreleased or duplet or not accessible. So the people listen music, but they cannot have access to this music. But Jashaka didn't make this choice. He decided to play only music that is released on vinyl. So if you listen to a music or a tune that you like in the sound system, you can straight away go to the shop and buy it for yourself, you know? And this is a whole market. This is what the reggae industry need, you know? Every part is important. The festival are important, the vinyl shop are important, the artist, the producer, the photographer, the people who do the interview, and this all together, this that make the thing grow and keep it strong. So it was it's very important to, as a DJ, to play music that is released as well for the people to get access to this music. Because I have a vinyl shop in Montpellier. And many times the youths, they are coming in the shop, they say, oh, do you have this music? Do you have? No, this is special. This is duplet. This is unreleased. So they are frustrated, you know, because they cannot have access to this music they like, you know. But when they come with a DJ who play actually a vinyl, I say, yeah, I have it. I can sell it to you, you know. So this is very important. And when Jashaka passed away, it was a big loss, because apart from Channel One, nowadays sound system, they don't play no vinyl. So it's very hard now for the music market, the vinyl market, to keep it strong, because the DJ don't promote the music in the sound system.
Very interesting, thank you.
Ok, riassumendo, Angus ha chiesto, ha avuto la possibilità, il privilegio di suonare con Shaka. E questo è successo a Nantes, quando hanno organizzato una session, hanno suonato per 4 ore insieme, e poi è successo nuovamente. The first time was in Nantes with Shaka, yeah. Right? 2014. Nel 2014, esattamente, con Jashaka. E lui ci sta raccontando la sua ammirazione verso Shaka, questo personaggio ovviamente leggendario del movement reggae roots, della cultura sound system. E è rimasto in contatto con Shaka fino a proprio gli ultimissimi giorni, quando appunto Shaka poi ha lasciato il piano fisico di questa realtà, sebbene la settimana prima avesse insomma suonato per 6 ore di fila. Quindi è stata una cosa inaspettata che ha scioccato tutto quanto il mondo della reggae music. E Shaka è rimasto come una persona importante, un personaggio familiare proprio per Solomon Heritage, anche dal punto di vista non soltanto personale, ma anche proprio professionale. Shaka era la persona che suonava i vinili. E chi suona i vinili nella cultura, nell'industria sound system, contribuisce a far crescere proprio anche il mercato del vinile e la produzione della musica in vinile. La maggior parte dei sound system adesso suona altri supporti musicali, non suona vinili, mentre invece sono rimasti pochi, ma è importante continuare appunto a supportare e a suonare musica su vinile. Lui stesso ci dice che ha un negozio di vinili a Montpellier, e spesso arrivano i ragazzini nel negozio chiedendo: oh, ce l'hai questo, ce l'hai quello? Mentre invece quelli sono degli special, non sono delle canzoni, sono degli special che soltanto i sound system hanno, mentre invece il vinile è appunto un'altra cosa. Quindi thank you brother for this beautiful testimony. Angus,
so yeah, we need to play something from your label, and you very kindly sent us some things to play, and we could go through your full history, but I'm going to make some choices now. This next tune, I'm going to make the choice because yesterday was His Majesty's birthday, and we've talked a bit about London, but also you've had some musical experiences with Birmingham as well.
Jami said he's our savior. Deliver us from evil, so the wickedness we can trample. Oh, King of Ethiopia, Jami said he's our savior. Deliver us from all of the evil, all of the evil. The conquering lion, he rules over the land,
all over the land,
sit upon his throne, in a holy Mount Zion. Backsliders and sinners are never there to be found. Only the righteous can walk on this sacred ground. From Babylon and them iniquity, I'm walking around the town in filthy in a them city. Oja protect me from Babylon.
Now, I'm a vinyl selector and I like to play the full tune, but for the purposes of the interview, we've faded it down. Tell us a bit about this tune and how it was produced and how you linked the people involved.
So I met Murrayman in Paris in the early 2000. He was coming to perform regularly in Paris with a sound system called Roots Thing, which actually was one of the first real sound system to bring the box from UK to Paris. And he was playing every year for Fête de la Musique, is an event in France where we celebrate music. It's a day where everybody can put the sound system out in the street. And he was also bringing the sound system for New Year. Murrayman was the MC of Roots Thing. So I link up with him, and he came to live in Paris also himself in the early 2000. And when I start my label, he was the first artist I wanted to work with. So I traveled to Birmingham, a special city of reggae music with a lot of talent. And we work on this track to glorify the teaching of His Majesty and the powers of the words and the powers of the connection, you know. So this tune was not finished, and I wanted an organic touch on it. I wanted a analogic bass line. So I proposed to Murray to call another artist from Birmingham that he was not connected. So I make the connection between Prince Jamo and Murrayman. So we bring Prince Jamo to the studio of Murrayman, and Prince Jamo played the bass through this rhythm. And as you know, the bass line is very important in reggae music, and it carry a special soul and vibes. So
it's
when
the anchor.
Yeah. So when Prince Jamo played the bass analogic on this rhythm, it make it shine the tune in a different way. And also I was glad that I could connect two artists living in the same city that did never link each other and never know each other. And now actually they work now together, you know. So it was something special, me as a French guy coming to Birmingham and connect two artists together to create music. And this is the story of this tune. So on the B-side of this 12-inch, you have a track also from Prince Jamo called One Blood. And this is how I was doing in the beginning. I was releasing a lot of 12-inch with two artists on the same rhythm. And this is the format I like to work in the beginning, the 12-inch release. So this one, I think, is my sixth release on the label. So if you can catch it, it's available on digital and on vinyl as well on Bandcamp. So give thanks for Murrayman to open the door
Friday
to me.
Yeah, Friday is tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Bandcamp Friday.
Yeah. Give thanks to Murrayman to open the door and teach me a lot of things in the music. And give thanks to Prince Jamo as well.
Yes, give thanks. Allora, bless. Wow, ci sono tantissime storie qua che si intrecciano, queste interviste sono sempre carichissime di aneddoti, di incontri, a volte faccio fatica anche a tenerle tutte a mente, ma insomma ci proviamo. Murrayman è il personaggio adesso di questo segmento, perché lo ha invitato appunto a cantare, a suonare, e è nata una relazione musicale, un rapporto musicale molto molto stretto, molto molto forte, in cui diciamo non era un senso unico, ma era appunto una collaborazione a due vie. Imparavano e insegnavano a vicenda, e questo ha portato poi alla creazione anche proprio di questo 12 pollici, che è stato proprio prodotto nello stile che lui preferisce, ovvero 12 pollici con due cantanti sullo stesso ritmo. Quindi c'è lato A e lato B, sono due cantanti però sullo stesso ritmo, e questo appunto questo è il lato A. Poi sul lato B c'è Jumbo con un One Blood, è il nome della track, e lui è lo stesso che ha anche suonato poi il basso su questa traccia, e quando lui ha portato gli ha portato la traccia sulla quale poi dover suonare il basso, praticamente il suo contributo ha fatto suonare la canzone in una maniera totalmente nuova, totalmente diversa. Quindi ecco, big up Murrayman. Tra l'altro ho vissuto per tre anni in Francia e proprio in quel periodo hanno avuto la possibilità appunto di lavorare a stretto contatto. Yes, give thanks. Bless. Thank you. I would love to ask Ras Ganjatri, I would love to have your testimony about more than a musical journey, about your spiritual journey growing up in Rastafari, in Jamaica, I guess. You were exposed to Rastafari in Jamaica from the early years. So would you be so kind to share with the people how was your encounter with Rastafari, with the Liberty, if it was through people, through elders, through the music? How did Rastafari came into your life? Give thanks, Rasta.
Yeah. Yes, man, give thanks. Well, Rastafari come in my life before the music, you know. From me at 13.
Same.
At the age of 13. The first day when I decide, say, I not go to more church, you know, is this same day. So when me put everything together, what happened this day, know that Jah have a calling for I. Because I was born a Rastafari, but never know till when I grew up, you know. Because I was born in a family house of Christianity people, you know. My father is a preacher, man. And you know, Jamaica, every cribbis and every corner, you have a church, you know. So a holy part. Even right now, all the people of Jamaica still have this feelings of Jesus Christ, you know, feeling, because it was taught you from you was child growth. Whether parents go a Christian or go a church, yes or no. Because if it's school, you have to say all these, your things are all about them things, you know. So the first day was a Sunday when I decided, say, me not go to church this day again. Because church is not the place where me I feel. I mean, at 13. We talk big, you know, when we are 13. So the day, me and go out, me and my friend them, you know, in a early morning, we always go hunt, you know. So we go out the morning early, and I don't come back. I stay out there, you know, till when everybody gone to church. So this day when I come back now, from everybody gone, me, I'm only man when I go to church. Because it's a big violation of my father's rule, you know, and my mother. So, me, I think you have to think in your head, say, yeah, you're going on a road now where you have to go decide to be yourself, you know. So this day, you know, I walk down the street, I go check my brethren them down the road. And a car, I come up, you know. Because, yeah, I Naya Bingi, just in the center, was starting just the night before. But them place there, I can't go them place there. You know? So we don't go hear the things go on the night before. So plenty Rasta man and Rasta people are coming through the village. No one I go, because everyone I go. I go to Naya Bingi. Naya Bingi, because Naya Bingi I keep for 2 weeks. 2 weeks of Naya Bingi. In Portland. Yeah, man, the best place of Jamaica, we born in the nature, Portland, full of river. So it was down near one of the best river. Is there so? The Naya Bingi go on pan a big ground, our center ground where we play balls and everything, you know. So, but when them things are going, I can't go. But Jah no say hi after you go, you know. So Jah tell I. The night there without nothing or thinking about Naya Bingi or nothing. Say, I now nah, go on a church that Sunday. So when I go down this walk, I go down now, a car come up and stop a high feet, you know. And some Rasta man is in a car and say me, boy, where the Naya Bingi are going? And me, I said, don't, so no, they're on the wrong road. So now if you go turn and go back down and go down. So the Rasta man him said, come in at the car, go, I come show with the place. So J jump in a car and go show Rastaman them place. So when we reach there, Rastaman them take me. When like them son. You don't know. All true Naya Bingi. And yeah, first I see this thing. You know, Rasta people, enough. And Rasta people are coming. So it's 3 days I stay with them Rastaman there. 3 days. And them Rastaman there. Them stay hungry for them 3 days, because I think if them that stay for 2 weeks, me would have still there with them. Man. So when I, the Rastaman them a go, them carry me back forward, you know, in my gate. And then we give I some little money, you know, and bless I up and gone, you know. So they make sure that I reach back. And the rest of the man, them gone, and I feel this love. And I see all the things that are three, them three nights, a Rasta, Naya Bingi, I see. And when I see them, I say, yeah, but this is me. It's not church, is this a me? Because I feel everything. So me have to hide from my father, you know. So me have to hide from my father. And when my father see me, I know me wild, you know. So he just words at I. Sky him say me gone cinnamon now. So my father, me tell my father some things, you know, where we discover the love where we discover, but he must still say the wrong way. So I know this I say, oh me I go up and find my own way, you know. So me I leave my father alone, you know, because him depend on a different side from where. Because me I inspired by the feelings of Jah. Me never know, you know. And Jah just a lift high up in the vibes, you know. No, man, I never have no Rasta people around I, because everywhere people around I is Christian. So me just know some Rasta man in that place, you know. So smoking and them things that we never had a smoke. Me are 26 before me smoke the first place. I've all 2 children already. Big man. Yeah, so me have my locks. I grew my locks from them time there. And then one time when my father died, me did have to cut my locks to redeem for things for him and grow forward, because only one person can die for we have to make the sacrifice. So I just Rastafari from them time there on, you know. And they are Jamaica, and me have to chant my music locally, because the tough things for make record them days there, you know. And show me is a countryman, me live a town. So when we go a town, we can spend some time, like we go Friday and we do some Saturday and we have to come back. And them time town man jealous because countrymen have bad lyrics, you know. And them are thief with lyrics them, you know, them are tech, yeah. Because them have opportunity. Some man did they wear all a recording artist. So when they hear all something, little more you hear your thing from record. So we stop go at them things, they keep with lyrics, you know. But still when them come a country with big sound and you know the bad artist them in all place, I will get a tar. And everything I go up on cassette. Them lyrics gone again, you know. So in our days we lose a whole lot of lyrics from some artists, and them growing up in life them recognize. And even when we come in Europe and different part of the world and meet up some artists, you know, them are recognized, yeah, ganja. Well, I saw it go them time there. Because even King Kong is a sharp man, you know, when it comes to lyrics, you know. And when me and him sit down in Ethiopia, I'm yard, we reason about some things, you know, and, you know, I mean, had him sit down in Paris, because when King Kong was in Ethiopia, him dead there, and me bring him back out to come in Europe, say, come, you can't stay over just here, you'll kill out your spirit, you know. He might make a lot of dub plates, but no music, no tune, you know, as a bad artist. So me did bring him, after bring him back in Paris, and light up back him lamp, you know? Yeah. So the music journey, Farai and Rastafari, is together. Yeah. And all the place that music take I, and So it's 1999 now was the first time I go have my first record, you know? So we are do it live, all about with the sound, because the sound is our thing. We don't have no band to play, you know? When you get a show where them recognize them time and put you up on a show, you have to go rehearse with the band where them book for the show there. And
yeah, man, give
that's how it goes.
Yes, I. Beautiful testimony. Wow. Beautiful testimony. Give thanks. Ganja Tree ci racconta. La mia domanda era come ha incontrato Rastafari, quando, come è successo. Lui è figlio di un predicatore, ovviamente della chiesa cristiana. E ovviamente la domenica tutta la famiglia andava a messa. Quando aveva 13 anni, una domenica ha deciso di non andare a messa. E quindi è uscito presto la mattina, quando tutti quanti i suoi amici poi sono andati verso la chiesa, lui si è ritrovato là da solo, un po' spaesato, e quella era una grande violazione delle regole di casa, insomma, quella di non andare a messa, quindi è una cosa che ha fatto di nascosto. Mentre era lì per strada, a un certo punto arriva una macchina piena di rasta e gli dice: "Yo ragazzo, ma dov'è il Naya Bingi?" Perché sappiamo che c'è un Naya Bingi qua vicino. Ora, per chi non lo sapesse, il Naya Bingi è una riunione, una celebrazione Rastafari, ok? Che in quel caso sarebbe durata 2 settimane, perché sono delle celebrazioni che durano molto tempo. Allora lui gli dice: "Guarda, devi andare da quella parte lì, ma sei sulla strada sbagliata." La macchina gli dice: "Guarda, ma vuoi venire con noi? Entra in macchina e accompagnaci." Quindi così lui si trova praticamente a questo raduno a Naya Bingi, dove rimane per ben 3 giorni, senza avvertire casa, senza dire niente, quindi rimane là. E lì praticamente lì scopre che la sua vocazione era appunto Rastafari. E da quel momento che ritorna a casa, ovviamente il padre lo disconosce, tra virgolette, e dice che deve diventare un peccatore perché ha preso la strada sbagliata, la strada del peccato e così via. E quindi lui dice di allontanarsi da casa e decide di incominciare a vivere da solo, appunto, come Rastafari. E così che è iniziato il suo cammino, il suo viaggio, in questo che poi sarebbe stato tutta quanta la sua vita. Ecco. Quindi è lì che ha scoperto l'amore, è lì che ha scoperto, in quei 3 giorni a contatto con i fratelli e le sorelle Rastafari, ha scoperto quella che sarebbe stata la sua strada, piuttosto che invece la chiesa cristiana che frequentava fino a quel tempo. Poi è diventato un artista musicale, ha incominciato a produrre musica, soltanto nel 99 ha fatto uscire il suo primo disco, ma la cosa interessante che ci dice è che quando erano ragazzini, siccome lui viene da una regione della Giamaica, una regione diciamo non centrale, viene dal Portland, quindi è una regione di foreste, di campagna, okay? Quando andavano in città e portavano le loro canzoni, invece i ragazzi della città rubavano loro le liriche, le rime, e poi le registravano, perché i ragazzi della città avevano accesso agli studio, mentre invece loro no. Quindi a un certo punto hanno deciso di smettere di andare in città, perché ogni volta che andavano poi i ragazzi della città gli rubavano le canzoni. Quindi lui ha fatto uscire il suo album soltanto nel 99. E per concludere, musica reggae, carriera musicale e Rastafari per Ganja Tree sono la stessa cosa. Give thanks. Beautiful testimony. Angus.
So I'm just going to play one more song because time's running up. The reason I chose this song is because, firstly, it's a collaboration with one of the people that we interviewed last year at Baba Boom Festival, and we had a great reasoning, but also because it's on one of my all-time favorite rhythms. Prince Buster. We'll be right back. crime to fade that down, but I want to just ask you how you link with Kibble Amlak, the making of this tune, the decision to do over this rhythm. And then after that, I have one follow-up question, and then I will pass the mic to Rastulia to seal up the interview.
Yes, so as we was saying before, the musical journey and the Rastafari journey has made a lot of connection in your life, meeting some people, reason, make music, uplift. And yeah, I was following what Kibble Amlak was doing in Bristol. At that time, he was living in Bristol. He had the sound system. So it was the early stage of the social media. So I linked him through the social media. And I came to meet him in Bristol. And I wanted to work with him on some music. And I really love that track from Prince Buster. And I wanted to make a record of this tune. Actually, what the people don't know is that this melody is not from Prince Buster. Himself, he take it from a tune from back in the day. Some calypso mambo music. The melody is way longer, and he keep it short, and he make his own version. So we wanted to renew this track and make a record. So I came to JT to work on this track, and I told him I know a very good saxophone player who called Aija Salomon out of Israel. I was performing a lot with him at the time and working on some different projects. So we made Aija Salomon blow the horns on the rhythm with JT, and it become a very strong track that have been played by many sound systems and promoting for a long time by Jashaka himself, who played at every session for almost 5-10 years, you know. Also Abba Shanti played this tune, and yeah, it become like a anthem of sound system and anthem of Salomon Heritage Label. That's why 10 years later we decide to renew again this rhythm and make it totally analogic. So we bring a lot of different musicians and artist like Ashanti Silla, TP High Grade, and the list is very long. And we did a vocal on it with Dub Judah called Best Foot Forward. So this is the new version who came like 2 years ago of on this rhythm. So this is the renewal of the record. So yeah, this track have a lot of meaning for me in my musical journey and for the label. And you know, there is certain track you can listen to them 1, 2, 3, all your life. It's still making the same effect. It still give you the goosebump. You know, when the music hits you, you feel no pain.
Una bellissima collaborazione con Kibble Amlak, quest'ultimo tune che hanno suonato. E proprio Solomon ci dice che Nella musica Rastafari e nel percorso di vita Rastafari si incontrano così tante persone, da ogni incontro nasce un qualcosa di speciale. E questo è ciò che è accaduto con Kibble Amlak, che è stato contattato appunto da Solomon nei primi anni dei social media, quando Kibble era in Bristol e c'aveva ancora il sound system, e hanno lavorato insieme a questa traccia. Una traccia, un tributo a Prince Buster, che però lui stesso, Prince Buster, aveva preso la melodia da una canzone tradizionale calypso, quindi ancora prima appunto dello ska, e da questa unione è nata appunto questa traccia che avete appena ascoltato. Solomon Heritage ci dice che è uno di quei pezzi che puoi ascoltare per tutta quanta la vita e continua sempre a darti i brividi, la pelle d'oca e lo stesso effetto. Yes, Angus.
So thank you. Great answer. A lot of history there. I'll just comment by saying I can really see that your role as producer is a, you know, very strong one in the music, that you have a lot of ideas that you try to bring to fruition in the traditional producers going back to the days in Jamaica. But my question is, when we interviewed Kibble Amlak, I asked this same question about roots music and the nature of roots music, Do you need Rasta lyrics for something to be roots music, or can just the instruments themselves be roots music? Because, of course, some people would say that the words are what's important, but Ras Ganja Tree already said about how in the early days in Jamaica there was no local music playing on the radio, and even when there was no Rasta lyrics allowed until maybe 1969. So before that, and you mentioned about Mystic Revelation, there were artists, musicians like the Scatterlights going up into the hills with Count Ozzy, and they wanted to express themselves, and you had tunes like Addis Ababa and other tunes that were able to find a way around the legality of being played on the radio. So, and of course you have artists like Augustus Pablo, who he was not a singer. So I just wanted to hear both your thoughts on that.
Yeah, so Rasta artists and Rasta music came after the beginning of reggae, you know. You got the ska, then the rocksteady, and then the roots came after. And the first lyrics talking about spiritual and Rasta movement, I think is, maybe I'm wrong, 69, 70. So reggae music was already there, you know. And so yeah, with the Kontosi and Naya Bingi, with this is a heartbeat music. So of course the words are important, but the beat of the music by himself can bring you to a meditation and bring you and can uplift you and bring you close to the Most High, you know. So for me, you can do Rasta music without lyrics, and lyrics is connected to it and it come after. But Rasta music with Naya Bingi have been made without lyrics in the beginning. Of course, they have been chanting Rastafari on it and Chandon Babylon, and but the heartbeats is strong by himself, because when you feel the music through the speaker or through the instrument, your whole body is connected. And as I was explaining before, this vibration is resonate inside you, through your body, through your the water you have in your body, and it heal you. And it no need no lyrics for this. The beat by himself, the vibration, it's already a spiritual thing.
La domanda era: sono necessarie le liriche per avere una canzone Rasta, o si può avere una canzone Rasta anche senza le parole? La risposta è che si può avere anche senza le parole. Guarda gli esempi di Augustus Pablo, guarda il Naya Bingi, la tradizione Naya Bingi, Count Ossie and the Mystic Revelation of Rastafari. Quindi l'importante è il senso, l'importante è lo spirito, è la passione con la quale viene suonato quel rhythm, quella ritmica. Naya Bingi viene ancora prima della musica reggae, quindi prima ancora della musica reggae c'era Rastafari ovviamente, e c'era la tradizione Naya Bingi, perché Naya Bingi è the heartbeat, è il battito cardiaco, e questo è un qualcosa che va anche oltre proprio la nostra percezione delle parole, va anche oltre proprio la parte razionale della nostra mente, ma si relaziona proprio al liquido di cui noi siamo composti. Le cellule umane sono composte, il corpo umano è composto di liquido, e la vibrazione risuona con questo liquido e fa vibrare noi stessi. Ecco, questo è l'impatto proprio del Naya Bingi. Yes, I. Ganja Tree, do I want to say something about it? Yeah, about the topic is: are lyrics necessary if you make music Rasta?
Well, the reality of it, you know, how we know it going on, the music come before the lyrics, you know. So that's why even when you have the lyrics in them days, you still have the version and different mix. And when we used to go at King Tubby's, you see, whole heap of instrumental player without no vocal. Because King Tubby's is a man like this, you know, him sit down in his studio. When him sound a play, a buff be a town, you know. And me talk my high weakness and my ears and everything and I watch. Because when me go a sound system as a youth, you know, me have to the upper control tower. Me have to see every DJ and selector, how them put tune and so. So me up there. And King Tubbies is a man, you know. Him have all up a man a ride bike, motorbike, you know. And come in different hours in dance, you know, with brand new tune, you know. And them is all instrumental. No vocal. Vocal come on them after. Or the DJ and the dancer, them put the vocal pan that. Uri and Big Youth and High Rye and, you know. Them band there. So him is right. The music is important because it's the beat of the music and the melody of the music why we build lyrics upon them rhythm there. So it's all right.
Give thanks. E anche Ganja G ci conferma che la musica viene prima ancora delle parole. E quando lui era ragazzino, questa è un'immagine molto molto bella che ci regala, quando andava alle session di King Tubby addirittura, quindi stiamo parlando di icone della musica reggae, andava alle session di King Tubby quando suonava King Tubby e lui stava lì e osservava tutto quanto perché era molto curioso, molto attento per poter imparare, stava ore e ore davanti alla control tower, davanti a quella che qua si chiama la console e stava lì a studiare e studiava e vedeva che praticamente continuavano a venire diverse persone con le moto, entravano nella yard e consegnavano dei dischi e poi se ne andavano. E quelli erano tutti quanti i DJ, erano tutti i produttori locali, oppure erano semplicemente dei fattorini che venivano mandati dagli studio, che appunto mandavano il disco a King Tubby così lo poteva suonare. E il disco era soltanto musica. Dopo ci mettevano la parte vocale, i vari Uroy, Iroy, tutti quanti i vari DJ. Però prima era soltanto musica e poi quindi la parte vocale è venuta dopo, perché la musica è ciò che proprio ciò che ti tocca nello spirito, è ciò che ti tocca proprio in quella parte, in quella dimensione interna, interiore, che poi risuona, no? Con la reggae music è anche un po' il motivo per cui tutti quanti noi siamo qua. Well, I want to give thanks to both Solomon Heritage and Ganja Tree for your time. Grazie a Solomon Heritage, Ganja Tree, per essersi presi del tempo. I know you're busy, I know you're up on road, so you have to travel and things like that, but still, thank you for sharing your journey, thanks for sharing the spiritual dimension, the musical dimension, the human dimension. This is what we want here at Baba Boom, not only musical journalism, but spiritual and human sharing. So thanks Russ, give thanks, and may the Most High God you coming in and going out, see? More life, more strength. Selassie the first.